What's up, my dudes and dudettes? Hey, it's the end of October, and this October has been different. There's been another attack on Israel. There's been another mass shooting. And there have been mass shootings in the past. There have been attacks on Israel in the past. But something is different this month. There's like a mindset. There's like a switch going up, a switch being flipped in people's brains, and people realize we need to be armed. We need to protect ourselves. Self-defense is a human right. I've got a bunch of articles on my page here we're going to go through, and about the people's right to self-defense. And for a while now, some of us have had this sneaking suspicion that the deep state, I'm not talking about necessarily the government, I'm talking about the criminals inside government who have tried to, you know, corrupt things, twist things. We've all been waking up to the deep state reality in the last 3 years. Some of us have had a sneaking suspicion that the deep state is actually behind these mass shootings. There were so many when Obama occupied the White House, and now they're ramping up again now that Biden is occupying the White House. I'm not saying this is the fact. I'm not saying this for certain, but it's looking more and more like this is possible. And I'm going to share a few social media posts and articles going over that. And but really, this is all for naught, because Americans are buying up guns more than ever. It's ramping up. Every time one of these events happens, rather than giving up their right to self-defense, rather than letting the far left bully them into compliance, the American people step up. And we're going to see that again later in the article here. So if you find this content valuable, please go to my website, natehousman.net. I've got links to these stories, to the full articles on there, and you can read them at your convenience. I've also got a bunch of resources. And if you find this content valuable, please give it a like on whatever platform you're watching on, either Rumble, Odyssey, Podcast, or Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. Subscribe and share it with your friends and the people you care about. We got a few things to go over. Let's get started here. Now, Charlie Kirk on Twitter sets the tone here, and I'm going to pull up his complete post here. He says, "My heart grieves the victims and their families in Maine. But before we start taking everyone's guns away, especially when pro-Hamas groups are marching in our streets, let's answer some basic questions. What psychological medications was this insane person on? What was he saying when he was institutionalized just a few months ago? Who determined he was ready to be released? What existing laws went unenforced to enable him to go on this killing spree?" You remember Uvalde, when the police just let the shooter do his thing and let those kids be slaughtered in terrible fear for their lives? Something was going on there, and something's going on here. And the more this sort of thing happens, the more bold and brave the people are in questioning what's going on. So, of course, the resident, the squatter in the White House, Biden, this is from Breitbart, he pushes lawsuits against gun makers following the Maine attacks. On Thursday, in response to the Maine shootings, resident Joe Biden pushed for a repeal of protections that protect gun makers from frivolous lawsuits, universal background checks, and other gun controls. WhiteHouse.gov published Biden's statement, which opened with him, or rather his puppet master, saying, "Today, Jill and I are praying for the Americans who've lost their lives, for those who are still in critical care, and for the family survivors and community members enduring shock and grief," yada yada. He then urged residents of Maine's Lewiston area to heed all law enforcement warnings, including alerts to shelter in place. That went out the window, as we're going to see. Biden eventually transitioned to the summer 2022 passage of the gun control he passed Senator John Cornyn's help, noting, as always, that gun control is not enough. He then said, "I urge Republican lawmakers in Congress to fulfill their duty to protect the American people, work with us to pass a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, to enact universal background checks, to require safe storage of guns, and to end immunity for from liability for gun manufacturers. In other words, he wants us dead. You protect the American people by letting them arm themselves and protect themselves. Let them practice martial arts. Let them train with firearms. Self-defense is a human right. These people want us dead. And what's really the point here is if they can't outlaw guns outright, they're going to make it harder for gun manufacturers to do business. They've already done it with small businesses. They've, through regulation, they're just going to regulate the gun manufacturers. So go ahead. Go look on YouTube, Rumble, on the internet. Go search for best handguns for whatever need, for beginners, for first-time buyers, for concealed carry, for home defense. Go through the list and click on the links to whatever reviews you think are viable, and click on the affiliate links, because those blog articles, those authors, those bloggers, and those YouTubers, they make money from affiliate commissions. So you're supporting their their creative content, and you're supporting the gun manufacturers if you feel the need to acquire a firearm. Gateway Pundit says, family of Maine shooting suspect says he started to hear horrible things after being fitted for high-powered hearing aids. The family of Robert Card, the man accused of shooting and killing 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, I've heard it was 22 people, and I guess reports are varied, have shared several details with the police about Robert's acute mental health episodes the months leading up to the mass shooting. In an exclusive report, NBC News reported Katie Card, who is married to Robert's brother, shared that Robert began to hear horrible voices talking to him just shortly after he was fitted for high-powered hearing aids. Now, not every mass shooter has hearing aids, but they're probably on medications, and we're going to watch a video about a very specialized sound system. Katie Card told NBC he was picking up voices that he had never heard. She continued, his mind was twisting them around. He was humiliated by the things that he thought were being said. So he was being tortured by voices in his head, driven to commit these atrocities. And here, we're gonna open this tweet up too. This is from a Twitter user named Wyatt. Waiting for the page to load. Okay. The shooter today in Maine complained of hearing voices in his head. In 2013, a man took three hostages at a bank in Louisiana, killing two before being killed by cops. Months earlier, he was interviewed by the FBI and DHS. He told them that he was hearing voices. Congressman Allard Lowenstein wanted to reopen an investigation into the assassination of Robert Kennedy. Lowenstein was killed in 1980 by a man who said he received messages in his head broadcast by a CIA transmitter. In August, a guy murdered two kids, one of whom was a TikTok star, on a date in a movie theater in Corona, California. He said it was precipitated by voices that he had started hearing about 8 months earlier. On September 5th, 2021, a Marine killed four people, including a baby, in Florida. His girlfriend says that he developed the belief that he could talk to God over the past week or so. Noah Green, the guy that rammed the Capitol police officers, said he believed the federal government was targeting him with mind control. Jared Loughner, the guy that shot Gabby Giffords and killed six others in Arizona, told a psychic that he heard voices compelling him to violence. Connor Betts, who murdered nine people outside of a bar in Dayton, Ohio, heard voices in his head from childhood on. Aaron Alexis, a former naval reservist and military contractor, heard voices in his head that he attributed to extremely low frequency EM prior to killing 12 people in Naval Sea Systems Command at Washington Navy Yard. Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter, said he heard voices for most of his life that pushed him to violence. Tamerlan Sarnev complained of voices in his head telling him to do bad things just before the Boston bombing. Paddock said the government could hack into his head and control him. Esteban Santiago Ruiz complained of voices in his head and claimed the CIA was forcing him to watch ISIS videos before he killed a bunch of people at an airport. Government's MKUltra voice-to-skull voice-of-God technology is real and was heard about since at least 1974. This was nearly 50 years ago. Imagine what we have now. So, as I said, we're going to watch a video about this sort of technology. First, I want to mention a way that you can support my program. I've got an affiliate link here in my blog article and also in the description of this video. And that is to a great service called NordVPN. Now, I know I'm protected. I'm just refreshing the page here. You can see I've got it on. A VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and it protects your privacy as your browsing history as you're surfing the web. This will protect you from marketers, from cookies that track your activity, from big tech, it'll protect you from big tech mining your data. It'll protect you from, the government, who we know has been involved in big tech, in colluding with them. Stalin's chief of the secret police back in the old Soviet Union once said, "Give me the man and I'll find the crime." I know you're all law-abiding citizens who want to protect yourself and use weapons only in self-defense. But if the government wants to make something up, they can go through your history and twist any kind of information they want to make you look horrible. So protect your privacy with a VPN. NordVPN is my choice. It's probably the leading VPN out there. Click on the link. They've got a 69% off deal for coming up on Black Friday. And you'll be doing yourself a favor, and you'll be supporting this channel. And just protect yourself. There's more than one way to protect yourself, and this is the way to do it. So continuing on here. Woke societies. This professor bounces sound waves carrying music that cannot be heard out loud, but can be heard inside your head. This experiment was carried out at a college, and I believe he played an Eagles song. Look at the students' reactions. If a college professor can do this with a few hundred dollars, don't tell me our government isn't capable of activating mentally broken people to carry out heinous acts. Voice of God, ring a bell. So let's watch this.
So we can't hear this. It's going, I haven't turned it on yet. When I do, it's going to blast out a 65 kilohertz beam. Because the wavelength is so small, it doesn't spread. Because 65 kilohertz has a wavelength like that.
There's going to be an app that's similar to a laser. It just comes right out as the beam.
Now, how do we make that audible? Well, they put a modulation on top of the 65 kilohertz. There's a modulation. And now, here's the next thing I have to tell you. That 65 kilohertz is very high amplitude. It won't hurt you, we don't think. We certainly can't hear it, and we don't think it'll hurt you. And it's very high amplitude. And what happens when you have two sound waves like this? Sound plus sound can create sound, but only at high amplitudes. At low amplitude, sound waves just travel right through each other. You may be sort of familiar with this. But at high amplitudes, you can create sound. So what happens in this apparatus is the audio sound, the sound that you're going to hear, is actually created in the beam, not here. And because it's created in the beam, and if it stays in the beam, you have a beam sound. Let me demonstrate this for you. Let me turn it on. And I'm going to find the piece of music that we like.
Yeah.
You may not like it.
The Eagles.
You like the Eagles?
Okay. We're not a friendly audience here.
I think you're just saying it to make us feel better.
Right. All right.
What? It's worth the $2,000. It's our money. Yeah. It's being created in this beam. It almost sounds like it's coming from your head. So let me try to scan the whole audience here so everybody can hear this. Absolutely remarkable. Let's try to bounce it off the wall. Raise your hand if you can very clearly hear it. I'm going to try to bounce it off the wall. Look at where the hands are raised.
So what happened was that device created a very narrow beam of sound that only people within that line, within that beam, could hear. So think, they can do this with $100, $2,000. Think what the government is capable of. Think what the deep state is capable of creating. They can point their sound at anyone they want within, you know, within the range of their device. And that's how all these mass shooters heard of voices. We think, we suspect, we don't know for sure. But you're not a weirdo just for making connections and recognizing patterns. So, moving on, Julian Drum on Truth Social says, ex-military member hearing voices. MK Ultra might as well be stamped on his forehead. Now, some of us have heard about MK Ultra. Some of us think it's just a conspiracy theory or an urban legend. But if you follow Jake Tran on YouTube, he actually did a video on it maybe a year ago, and where for several decades, it might still be going on. There was a CIA, you know, experiment called MK Ultra, where just random people were selected and put through such terrible psychological conditioning and made to do horrible things. Some people suspect that Charles Manson was one of the test subjects of MK Ultra, and that's what drove him to commit his crimes with the Manson family, killing Sharon Tate and all that. And we are in a season of revealing conspiracy theories as not merely conspiracy theory. So, Julian's Rum posts again, anonymous on the boards, notice that the first person to follow the alleged shooter's Twitter account, this is Robert Card, before it was removed, was a professor who studies terrorism. The account is Professor Asif Nawaz, constantly retweets about mass shootings and anti-Second Amendment content. And this person on Twitter says, who is Professor Asif Nawaz, and why was this the first follower of the Lewis and Main shooter? Someone who studies terrorism? This looks like it's on 4chan. And here is a Q post. Now, Q is doubted even among patriots and white hats and conspiracy theorists in America. They say, oh, there is no plan. We're on our own. The military's not, you know, going to save us. Well, the plan is unfolding right now. The plan is exposing all of the crimes of these bastards so that we, the people, can take them down ourselves. I keep saying, we're in a race between the Great Awakening and the Great Reset. Is the New World Order, is the crime syndicate, the Rothschilds, the central banks, whatever, are they going to implement their depopulation agenda before we figure them out and take them down? That's the question. You could also compare this to defusing a bomb. You know, the bad guys have methods of violence that we don't know about, but we're finding out about. Bit by bit, things are coming to light. We have to do it carefully. We have to do it one step at a time so the people can understand it, but we're figuring out. You know, the plan has always been exposure. You know, we the people are the rightful masters of this country. We are the land of the free, the home of the brave, and we want freedom all around the world. So we will be the ones taken down lawfully. And that's what this whole, you know, Second Amendment gun control argument is about. You know, am I predicting civil war like Tim Pool always says? No, I think I'm predicting that, you know, we're going to end the fight. A true patriot or a true martial artist does not start fights. A true patriot ends them. And as we can see, people are getting ready to end the fight. Yahoo News says gun sales are surging among Jewish Americans in wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. Gun sales have surged among Jews throughout the United States since Hamas attacked Israel more than 2 weeks ago. Firearm instructors and Jewish security groups across the country say they have been flooded with new clientele since the October 7th assault, according to NBC News. Gun shop owners in Florida say they've seen more Jews purchase firearms in recent weeks than ever before. We've definitely seen a tremendous increase in religious Jewish people, Orthodox people, purchasing firearms, said David Kowalski, who owns a Florida gun store in the town of Hollywood, and also offers firearms training classes. I've seen a surge in interest in individual training as well as in group training. Kowalski, who is Jewish, said local synagogues have asked him to host gun training seminars and shooting sessions in the past week. He said most participants at one gun safety seminar were new to guns, per NBC. It's been a really big change in the last 3 or 4 days, David Prince of Eagle Gun Rage told the TV station. The people coming in and saying they are scared for their lives because of their religion, they are expecting to be attacked. The customers, he said, are primarily Jewish, including one named Jake, who described himself as an observant Jew. From my experience in Israel, whenever something big happens, the Jews around the world, they may suffer from it too as well, he said. With what's going on over there, I'm more concerned of something going bad. And a lot of us are expecting something bad in every country around the world because of open borders, mass migration. These are not legal immigrants coming into the country, coming into the United States, Canada, you know, Europe. These are invaders who do not respect the rule of law in whatever country they're in. We are expecting violence. We are expecting attacks. And that's why the Israel situation has woken up a ton of people. Zero Hedge. World War III fears trigger American panic buying of 5.56 ammo. Prices surged 39% in a week. On October 23rd, 2023, as the Israel-Hamas war sparks fears of World War III, law-abiding Americans are streaming the chaos in Israel and Gaza on their smartphones or smart TVs and have come to one conclusion. It's time to buy ammo, just like during COVID. New data from the ammo tracking website Ammo Prices Now shows 5.56 by 45 millimeter NATO caliber ammunition listed online by popular brands has surged 39% in the past week, from the 36 per round on October 14th to 50 cents per round on Sunday. Besides the Israel-Hamas war threatening to broaden into a regional conflict, Americans are also watching the Ukraine war and imploding U.S. cities governed by radical progressives who could care less about law and order. All these developments are stoking yet again another run on ammo. Remember what Elon Musk said on X last week. As tragic as mass shootings are, armed citizens are essential to the defense of democracy. And don't forget, when the shit hits the fan, the government won't be there to save you. And Elon would know. He is, I don't know if he's still the biggest military contractor in the United States, but he's up there. It's, you know, it's very significant that he took over Twitter, because he's got the military's ear, and now he's, you know, seeing everything that goes on the Twitter or X platform. So we've got either, you can either go with military intelligence or you can go with the three-letter agencies. I know I don't trust the three-letter agencies anymore, not after the Mar-a-Lago raid last year. So let's make a noise on Twitter and pass the word on to Mr. Musk. And coming back to the Gateway Pundit, gun sales spike 200% in Maine after the mass shooting. Gun sales in Lewiston, Maine, and the surrounding area spiked over 200% after a deadly mass shooting claimed the lives of at least 18 people and wounded over a dozen more. Despite a shelter-in-place order, I mentioned that earlier, being put in place in Lewiston, Maine, local gun shop owners were urged to open up their doors by community members who pleaded with them to open up shops. So, small business come in clutch. According to Fox Business, Ryan Gagnon, who is a co-owner of Three Cousins Firearms in Lewiston, reported our sales were up, I would say over 200% compared to a typical Friday. Another gun shop owner, Tony Lewis, shared that he did more business after the mass shooting than he did the entire month. Lewis then explained the reason why residents in Maine were flocking to buy guns, and it was because people were scared, so they want to make sure they can protect themselves. And here's a tweet from that article I decided to share. So, back in the 18th century when the founding fathers were writing up the Constitution. The word regulated had a different meaning than what has been twisted and distorted into what we think today. Regulated doesn't mean, you know, under control or under rules. Regulated back then meant well-trained. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the defense of the country. The right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. I'm paraphrasing. That means that it's up to the people to defend the homeland. You know, one of the big reasons for the entire American Revolution was the presence of the British standing army on American soil. The American people didn't like that. The colonists didn't like that. They didn't want a standing army on American soil. So the founding fathers wanted the citizens to be the standing army. American citizens own more guns than almost any other army in the world. America's gun owners are up there as the biggest armies in the world. So Admiral Yamamoto knew what's up when he said you cannot invade the mainland United States because there'd be a gun behind every blade of grass. That will always be true. People have a right to self-defense. And any gun control knucklehead who's trying to push their views, even after 2020, they want you dead. Don't let them fool you. After what we've seen here, we've covered here, like I said, I'm not asserting this is true, but it's looking more and more likely. Really, the gun control debate was over in 2020 after the riots. It's buried today. So I'm looking at guns on lots of, you know, best of or top 10 or top 5 guns for like self-defense or first-time hand buyers or handguns. I keep seeing the Glock 19. It's a 9mm gun. It's very reliable. I'm very interested in that. So that's just my opinion. But there are so many good YouTube channels centered around firearms and gun safety and training. Anything you want to look up, want to find out, how to, whatever, you can find it on YouTube. And more, you can find it on Rumble. So I don't post on YouTube anymore. I watch a lot of YouTube, but I'm posting on Rumble, Odyssey, Podcast, and I'm going to start posting these videos on X. So, like I said, if you want to find any of this kind of valuable, please share it. And I've got one more sponsor I want to push, you know, I want to encourage you to look at, and that's the Wellness Company. It's very important that we all get healthy, you know. They're saying that even 68% of enlisted military members are overweight. So there's obviously something going on with the food industry in this country, the health establishment in America. It's like we're being targeted. It's like we're being sabotaged. So go to the Wellness Company. They've got so many cool supplements for building your immune system, for energy, for digestion and metabolism. They even have some supplements to help you if you took the COVID vaccine and you have regrets. I had regrets. I was bullied into it by family members. And, you know, if you were bullied into it, forgive yourself, because abuse is an insidious thing. But forgive yourself, move forward, and take advantage of this great organization who is standing up to the medical establishment and offering an alternative. They even have online doctor's visits. So go ahead and take advantage. Click on the link. If you click on the link in the description or on my webpage, you'll save 10% on any supplements from their shop. So go ahead and take advantage. Do yourself a favor. Do this channel a favor and get healthy, because a lot of us need to be. So I'll let you go. There's so much going on. And I keep saying this, the bad guys would not be so ruthless if they weren't desperate. Things aren't getting worse. They're getting exposed. So I actually take this all as a good sign. Be of good cheer. I'm Nate Houseman, letting you go. And I want to let you know, more than ever, it's okay to stand up for yourself. Over and out.